Now, a fall from grace for the man who was once regarded as Russian President Vladimir Putin's partner, Dmitry Medvedev. Though he's still prime minister, Medvedev seems increasingly isolated from Putin and Russia's centers of power. Analysts say the former president is the target of a campaign to wreck his reputation and drive him from office. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports.
The attacks on Medvedev have come from many directions. One of the harshest was an anonymous film in documentary style that was posted on the internet in January. It's called Game at Giveaway, and it accuses Medvedev of betraying Russia's national interest. It refers to the then-president Medvedev's decision not to oppose the UN resolution that authorized NATO military action in Libya.
Почему Дмитрий Медведев демонстративно отказался от всех интересов России в Ливии?
Why, the announcer asks, did Medvedev give away all of Russia's interests in Libya, its military and civilian contracts, and its friendly relations with Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi? Why, he asks, did Medvedev take away the gains made by Vladimir Putin and give them to Russia's main rival, the West? The film calls for Medvedev to be court-martialed. Other attacks have been aimed at the prime minister's staff members. Analysts note that Medvedev even gets less coverage on state television these days, and reports about him often focus on problems and failures. The prime minister himself frequently expresses his esteem for Putin, as in this interview with CNN. He calls the president his friend and colleague, and stresses that Putin is now fully in charge. Lately, Putin has done very little to return the love or to defend his erstwhile partner against attacks.
Medvedev is a weak man, and he's dead in political sense. And I think that his position is very, very uncomfortable.
That's the verdict of Nikolai Petrov, a political analyst who teaches at Moscow's Higher School of Economics. Petrov says the root of the problem goes back to 2008, when Putin had served two terms as president and was constitutionally blocked from running for re-election. Petrov says that Putin needed someone to occupy the president's chair until he could run again, someone loyal who could never muster the strength to seize power for himself. But although Medvedev was loyal and cautious, Petrov says, he still became a magnet for a budding Russian opposition that was looking for an alternative to Putin.
I think that Putin miscalculated the fact that although Medvedev was a weak leader, he served as a banner for the camp pushing in direction of political modernization.
That, says Petrov, was enough to arouse Putin's suspicions. The suspicions may have been aggravated in 2010 when Medvedev's aides said he was considering running for a second term as president. That question was put to rest in September of 2011 when Medvedev proposed Putin as the nominee for president at a Congress of the ruling United Russia Party. Medvedev said that he was willing to serve as prime minister. The announcement touched off anti-government demonstrations from opposition members who said the swap was making a mockery of the democratic process in Russia. Andrei Piankovsky, an independent political analyst in Moscow, says Medvedev's apparent weakness poses an awkward political question.
Why is he still prime minister? The answer is very simple.
Piankovsky says Putin is merely waiting for an opportunity to fire Medvedev at a politically opportune time, say when some crisis occurs that would be convenient to blame on the prime minister. But Piankovsky says Putin will need to be careful in his selection of the next prime minister, because his own power depends on the ability to balance the conflicting factions in his government and keep any potential successor from getting too powerful. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.